This is Sylvia Henderson, that motorcycle lady, with a twist of the throttle from AchievementRadio.com. Here's a work-life skills tip I call psychotherapy for your personal and professional development. Business cards. Practically every motorcycle owner who purchases a bike from a dealer finds a way to personalize their machine. Some can afford only handlebar fringe or a unique saddlebag to separate themselves from the other factory-made bikes of the same model. Others essentially strip their bikes and create new ones. Your business card is your means for personalizing your brand and stating your uniqueness. You can express your true personality or create a virtual business identity through your business card. Here are some tips to make your cards more effective. Your card should bear your name, position in the organization, the business name and logo, address, and information about how you can be contacted. If space is extremely limited, a web URL and phone number are more important than an address, as detailed contact information can be placed on your website. Use a standard-sized business card, 2 inches by 3.5 inches. If your card is too large to fit a card case, it will end up in the back of a drawer or in the trash. Think about how many cards you receive in the course of your business and what you do with them. Use cardstock that people can write notes on. Glossy and colors are expressive and memorable, but you want recipients to be able to add their own notes directly onto the card to better remember you. The purpose of a business card is to introduce yourself and invite communication with the person to whom you give your card. Make it clear, memorable, and informational. To learn more about our work-life skills programs, go to www.springboardtraining.com, your springboard to personal and professional development.